Good God Conference.
Let's all stand and start praise and worship together. Praise the Lord.
Oh,
You're so great. You do miracles so great. There is no one, Lord, like you. There is no one, Lord, like you. You're so great. You do miracles so great. There is no one, Lord, like you. There is no one, Lord, like you. You're so good, Lord. Father, they don't care. Hallelujah. You're so good. You do miracles so good. There is no one, Lord, like you. There is no one, Lord, like you. You're so great. You do miracles so great. There is no one, Lord, like you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. You're such a good, good God. We thank you, Lord, for the amazing things that you've already done in our lives, the things that you are doing and the things that you yet to manifest. For we are aware, oh God, from our understanding of the truth that we have received of your Spirit, that you rested, you completed all your work, and you rest. And so, Father, we come into your rest. And we come, O God, into the abundance of that which you've already prepared. And we magnify you, not just for that which you have done for us. We thank you for you. For it is out of the essence of who you are that all the good things have happened in our lives have come about. Therefore, we do not make these things idols. We do not put them ahead of you. We thank you for these things, but we worship you, the only true God. Thank you, Father. Your goodness is everlasting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. I want to thank God for every one of you that have taken time to come to the house of the Lord and those of you who are in attendance online. Praise the Lord. Thank you, worship team. Thank you. Really appreciate you. Tonight is our second night in a gathering, a convocation, a conference, whatever it is you might want to call it, a summit, that the Lord has summoned us to. Every month this year, we'll be having some kind of a conference. But I think this one, while the other ones were great, and there'll be greater ones yet, but I think this one is a real powerful one. Because this particular summit, this conference, about the goodness of our God, is what brought us all together at different times all around the world. And it's my great honor and privilege to introduce the rest of the world who may have not met this man, and those that are here in the congregation that may have not heard of this man, Pastor Peter Dossek. This is a man that I have the highest respect for. I've traveled with him, and his humility is beyond description. This is a man whose heart beats after God. He's sold out to seeing souls saved. Like my spiritual father, he is driven. He's driven with passion for the purposes of God. And I want to just chat with him a little bit before I release him to minister the word. Hi, Pastor.
Hey, how you doing, Brother Mike?
Hallelujah.
I'm glad to be with you.
We're so excited to have you. The people here in the house here are just clapping away and excited to have you again. But you know what? I just want to hear something else before you get to the word today. I know what a mighty man of God you are and how God has used you. I was sharing with the saints yesterday about one of the ministry trips we had with you in the Philippines. And it was this guy that was all twisted like a pretzel, you know, that God straightened out. You know, by the time the meetings were done, the guy was, couldn't recognize him. Actually, he came on the stage and you couldn't recognize him. You were talking, I'm the one that was down there. What?
That was a great miracle too, to the glory of Jesus.
Yes.
And boy, every night, you know, you never want, when we have conferences or gatherings, you may not get what you're getting the first night. But I'll tell you what, God is faithful. And the last night, that man came walking across the platform on his own ability, moving his arms and his legs, and God had healed him and set him free. That was a great miracle. I remember that. Praise God. And, you know, there are so many miracles, Mike, that have taken a place all across the world as, you know, we've labored together and you have. Labored with the great men of God, Dr. Sorello and others. I know that sometimes we think that miracles only happen in foreign soil, but it doesn't happen in foreign soil. It happens right here in Canada and in America. God is still a miracle working God, and there is nothing that he cannot and nothing that he will not do for you and I. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So I know God's going to do something good tonight.
Amen. 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 Keep my mic up. But before we go, before I release you to start sharing, I know you were not always a man of God.
Oh.
And I was not always a man of God. You had a past. Now, we don't want to talk about the past for talking about the past sake. But when I first talked with you about this particular meeting, I had the sense that I had to have a conversation with you about where you came from. Because somebody needs to hear your testimony and the reality that God can take a life. And that's what this Good Friday to Easter is all about. God can take a life. All messed up, just like that twisted man, and turned that life around. Do you mind sharing a few minutes about
yes,
that?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I was born in adverse poverty. And when I say adverse poverty, I mean we spell poor with capital letters. I was born in a family with 14 children. Now, my father died at the age of 45. If he had lived to be 80, I might have been one of 50. I don't know. But he died, left my mother in the country. She never had a driver's license, never had a job. And she was left with 14 children. We were raised many, many times. No electricity, heat, food. Slept six in a bed. And so it was not a good upbringing. And so after I got away from home, I went into the Marine Corps. I came out and I became vice president of the SCALS of Western Ohio. And that was not a very good place to be, but that's where I landed. And, you know, my brother-in-law and I, before we got saved, we used to sell women to Columbus. And so, you know, I met my wife through my brother. Not that she was like that. It's just that I met her like that. But, you know, I was raised with all the things that go with poverty, the hate for society, the despising of things. You know, God saved my life so many times. I drove a car that had two windows shot out of it because the guy shooting at me wasn't very good shots. So I was I was glad there. And, you know, and I married my wife, which was just a great blessing. And her mother told me that she was praying for someone to come to their family to teach them about God. Well, I was the furthest thing from God that family wanted. In fact, before I married my wife, they moved their whole house to another state. I mean, I come back, I dropped her off one day, and next day I come back, the whole house is gone. And they were trying to buy her out, not to marry me. Well, you know, we got married anyway. You know, of course, I tell people she couldn't help herself. She was in love. You know, what do you do? You know, so she married me, and she entered into a world that was filled, I'm sure, with regret. I was unfaithful. I was a wife beater. I was an abuser. I brought things home that affected our ability to have family. But out of that, she stayed with me till she got saved, and she then went to work to get a job to divorce me. And I was going to be glad when she did. But in the middle of that, she got saved. In the middle of all that was going on, she gave her life to Christ. And then right after that, about a year later, I gave my life to Christ. And after that, God just transformed me from a loveless marriage, had no regard for her, no desire to be around her. But God visited me one night in my kitchen, and he taught me to speak things that were not as though they were. And he said, I want you to start saying that you love your wife. I said, absolutely not, I don't. And you know, it felt like lying, but it wasn't lying. It was the words of life.
Hallelujah.
And God began to mend and build our relationship. And here we are, just last January, celebrated 50 years of marriage.
Hallelujah.
40 years of happy marriage, 10 years not so good. So, but God has been good to me, Brother Mike. And people ask me, well, why you do what you do? I know it's impossible, but I'm trying to pay God back for his goodness to me.
Hallelujah. Wow. What a testimony. I really appreciate you, man of God. And I'll let you just begin to share with us what God has laid on your heart for us tonight.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
I want to say hello to all the glory and peace people at the church, and thank God for this good God conference. I think sometimes people forget that we serve a good God. And Your pastors, Mike and Miriam, Zeno, they travel the world as well as they from Canada, and they are transforming the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ, signs and wonders. So it is a great privilege to be with you tonight. And I want to start out tonight in Romans, the third chapter and verse 23. And I'd like to read a few scriptures, and then we're going to get into talking about the goodness of God. And it says, "For we have all sinned. We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of all them that believe in Jesus Christ." Now, we have all sinned and come short of the glory, and we know what the penalty of sin was. The wages of sin is death. And before receiving Jesus Christ, as sinners, we certainly were not representatives of anything that we are today. But the Bible says that we were filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, defiled, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, and disobedient, without any understanding of God or having any natural affection for anything that God created. Now, that sounds pretty bleak on our behalf, but we all started there. So we could not redeem ourselves. But we, before receiving Christ by faith, had all these things going on in our life. We were rebellious, liars, thieves, backbiters. We were filled with hate. But someplace along the line, when we should have paid the price for our sins, the goodness of God stepped in. You know, we sometimes forget, you know, and I know we're always reaching forward to what we are in Christ. I know we're forgetting those things that are behind, but sometimes I think we ought to remember where we have come from, look at the lives of those that are around us, and realize that we once were them. The Bible says that before you received Christ, you were without hope and without God. What a wretched place to be. But in our sinful state, man, God did something so unique for us. In Ephesians, the second chapter and verse 3, it says, "Among whom ye also had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as others. But God, who was rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he hath loved us, even so when we were dead in sins, hath he quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved. And he hath raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. And for by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. It is not of works, lest any man boast, for we are the workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained." You know, when I was looking at that verse, it says, "But God, who was rich in mercy, wherewith he displayed the love that he loved us." That word mercy means this. It means goodness. It means the goodwill of God towards the miserable, the afflicted, but God's goodness, the active love of God on the behalf of sinners deserving punishment. Now, we all deserve punishment because the wages of sin were death. But the offering of God of his Son, Christ Jesus, for our sins provided salvation through Jesus, giving us abundant life. Now notice that when it said that even when we were yet sinners, I mean, we are the ones blaspheming God, cussing God, doing all of that. Some of you probably have been told you cussed like a sailor, you did this, you did that. But all of those things in the midst of that could not stop the goodness of God. Because before you were ever born, God could not restrain his goodness being presented to you. So he slew his Son before the foundations of the earth, praise God, and had a plan for your redemption and sonship unto him. Hallelujah. That is a good God. What a good deal we got on Friday. We got a good Friday deal. Sinner for righteousness, hell for heaven, cursed for blessing. We got all of that on Good Friday. So even when we, before we were saved, God planned and he positioned and made a place for you and I to be seated in Christ Jesus. That means through sonship, God prepared a place for you and I in heaven. Who prepares a place for sinners that are still sinning except a good God? Listen, this is a gift from God to you and I. Instead of sin's payment, we became his workmanship. We became his craftsmanship, all planned through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And so these good works are the benefits of our sonship that God has ordained that you and I walk in. The good works that God has already set up for you and I before we were ever saved. I sometimes just can't get over that. God did stuff for me that were good before I was even saved. These things that we are to walk in are the things of our inheritance, the benefits of sonship, and that you and I are to apply ourselves to walk in the way of the freedom from sins that God has given us. Oh, hallelujah. God is a good God. Man, God is good. When you and I were cursed with poverty, what did God do? God didn't just say, well, let them continue to work under the sweat of their brow. That's not what God did. God performed a good work on your behalf, and he wants you to walk in. And the Bible says, now we understand, 2 Corinthians 8:9, we understand the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though Jesus was extremely, overabundantly, lavishly wealthy, he became poor, that through his poverty on the tree, you could be made rich. God is a good God. Did I deserve everything that I got in life? Yes. Did I sin? Did I live under the curse? Yes. Did Satan dominate my life? Yes. But if it had not been for the mercy, the goodness of God towards me, I still would be a sinner and I would still be living under the curse of poverty. And I'll tell you, too many Christians are living less than what God wants them to live. Remember, he has already sent Jesus to the cross. He's already made a good thing that he wants you to walk in. He doesn't want you to live without. He wants you to have it. Remember, Jesus came in Acts 3:26 to turn us from our iniquity and to bless us. Hallelujah. Remember, we were without a shepherd, But now the Lord is our shepherd. We do not want. Hallelujah. The Lord God did something good for you and I. Hallelujah. Remember, God is on our side. He is a good God. And the redemptive plan of Jesus that we are a part of by faith brings us into a seated place right beside God. Wow. You know, we don't have to bombard heaven. We just need to lean over and say, Father, I need this. Or Father, I would like to have this. And God answers prayer. He loves us just like he loved Jesus Christ. So, and in the midst of this, when we were the enemies of God, what does God do in this good workmanship in Christ? He causes us, everyone, to know his voice. In the dark places of night, in the struggles that we go through in the day, when our adversaries come against us, you know that God's voice is penetrating that darkness. And he is speaking hope and life to us every day that we wake up. We were ruled by sin, bound, not able to save ourselves, but thank God now, say this with me, say now, say, because the Bible says that sin shall not have dominion over me. Hallelujah. How we once lived in the swallows of sin, how we once dined with the pigs along with their pig food and where their wallow was. How many times were we filled with the disgusting way that we lived and talked, and yet God cleansed us out as a dog would cast away his vomit. I want to tell you something, that God is on your side. He is a good God, and I make no apologies for living in the goodness of God. Hallelujah. God is a good God. You know, the Bible says in 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us a spirit of fear. You know, that word fear simply means he has not given us a spirit that we need to be intimidated by things that go on around us. We don't have to be intimidated. Why? Because you and I understand that we are God's children. Hallelujah. And what he has done for others, he will do for us. Remember Psalms 91, that 1,000 will fall to your one side, 10,000 to the other. But thank God, because of the goodness of God, it will not come nigh thee. Hallelujah. We are not to be intimidated. No matter what we face, we are well able, equipped by God because of his goodness. We are equipped by God to succeed and be victorious. God has not given us a spirit of fear. He's given us a spirit of love. Thank God for love. You know, after I got saved, I was at work one day, and I had a neighbor. Maybe everybody has them, but I had, I think, a special one. Well, he would come over every night. His brothers and sisters were witches, but he wasn't. He was just the son of the devil. And every night he would come over and browbeat me about my faith. I was just a young Christian. So one day, while I was at work, I said, you know, God, tonight, I'm going to go home, and when he comes over, I'm going to pull out my gun and I'm going to shoot him. I'm going to kill him right in my kitchen. Now, that certainly wasn't anything to do with love, but God didn't just say, you've lost your mind. God began to minister to me, and I began to care for that man. I began to think good of him. I begin to think that he's this way because he's not been raised right. And you know, that man and I began to be friends, and we continued to be friends until he died. Until he died. The love of God will help you love your enemies. And then God has given us a spirit of power. Power. Power to do what? A power that fills us, that we cannot be overcome. It fills our mouth with the power of life and death in our tongues. And we as Christians have power to remove mountains, to calm seas, and to cast out devils. Now, I'm telling you, that is a good God. That is a good work that God preordained that you are now to live in. Hallelujah. Do you have mountains? Do you have storms taking place? Don't get discouraged. God knew you would face them, but he didn't want you to be intimidated. He wanted you to be victorious in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And then he gave us the power of a sound mind. Do you know that when I was a sinner, I was not very stable. And before I got saved, my wife told me, if you don't go get help, I'm going to leave you. Well, I went and tried to get help. And I went for months. And then one day they told me, you are beyond our help in this clinic. So I knew what that meant. I knew that they were going to take me to an institution. Well, that was my last time there. Right after that, I gave my life to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ gave me a new mind. He gave me a sound mind, not a mind of negativity, not a mind of worry, not a mind of confusion, not a mind of condemnation. He gave me a sound mind. It was a mind that I could dream, a mind that I could imagine. I could embrace God's purpose for my life and think how good God was. He gave me a mind that I could think on things that were true, lovely, honest, things that were holy, things that were just, things that were true. God gave me a mind. And I thank God that I had that mind. Thank God that today that mind still possesses me, that I don't have a mind that the devil has access to. I refuse to give him access because the goodness of God has prepared something else for me. We have peace, not a peace that can be bought. And believe me, if I could have bought peace in a bottle, in a pill bottle, or on drugs, I would have bought it. What God gives us, no man can give us. What God gives us, man cannot cook up. He cannot bake up. He cannot mix up. He cannot ferment. He cannot get to the peace that God gives us. No matter how oblivious to your problems you are, that is not peace. Peace is knowing that a problem is going to be resolved. It doesn't come from the world. It comes from an inner peace, that personal assurance that you have been bought with a price, that you are more valuable than anything else. All the devil had in mind for you was to destroy you, to kill you, and to take everything of value from you. But God, hallelujah, thank God, God, he cared and he saw great value in you. And we know on the inside of us that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Now, I didn't say that they won't come up. I said that they would not prosper. That means they will never have their full intended purpose when the devil created them. Now, that is a good God, that God took time in forethought, pre-walked, pre-engaged battles that I would face thousands of years in the future. He has already walked the battlefield, and he has empowered and enabled me, and he has declared that no weapon formed against him will prosper. And no matter what comes, no matter how many times it comes, how big it is, he is watching over his word to perform it, for he is a faithful God. Realize this, God gave us, and he declared no weapon will formed against us will prosper. And just as he was with Jehoshaphat in his battle, he is with you and I. Just as he was with David when he faced Goliath, he's with you and I. Why? He's going to make sure that his word that he spoke to you, no weapon formed against you will prosper. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, that is a good God. Hallelujah. I mean, you can't even get people to sit down and think about what they're going to have for supper, let alone think about thousands of years in the future about a man like me that wasn't even saved yet. And people like you. I just had this word come to me, Lily. There is a Lily. I don't know if she is there in the sanctuary. I don't know if she's watching by live stream. I don't know if she's on the conference or where she is. But Lily, I want to say something to you. Your past has seemed to be destructive, and it seems to have left the residue of defeat, condemnation, and low self-esteem on your board. It seems like you cannot get beyond your thinking of your past. But I want to say this to you, that old things are passed away. Lily, come on. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are new. Lily, you will not drink of the waters of the cisterns of Marah. You will not drink of the bitter waters of life anymore. Lily, you will not drink of the vomit of the animals that have cast away the old man. You will not go back into the hog wallow. I'm here to tell you, Lily, that this God, good God conference is just what you needed, and God is transforming your life right now. Hallelujah. And he is mending fences. He is mending your heart. He is healing your mind and breathing victory into you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, we know that Jairus dealt with all types of things in his life. He dealt with the reports of, hey, your daughter's going to die. For a while, she never changed. But then pretty soon, death, sickness began to take its toll. She began to show the signs of the failure of physicians. But Jairus went to Jesus. In the midst of his brokenness, in the midst of his hopelessness for his family, he went to Jesus. And of course, Jesus, hallelujah, Jairus had to believe he was a good God. Yes, a good God. And so Jairus comes to Jesus, and Jesus goes with Jairus. And while they're walking, you know, I don't know what Jairus is doing. Maybe he's keeping one pebble in front of him and keeping his face down, hoping that he doesn't discover, Jesus doesn't remember or find out by God what he had done in the past. And Jairus was walking with Jesus, and Jesus leaned over when he got the worst news of his life. Your daughter is dead. Why trouble you the master? Jesus sensed he was about to cast it in. But Jesus leaned over and said, Jairus, only believe. My promise, keep moving forward. What a good God. When we were the enemies of God, but now the angels of God are encamped around about us. Angels, actual angels, are encamped around about us. Don't worry about your enemies. They have to deal with the angels that are encamped about you. Don't worry about the dog getting to your trash if you got the fence up. Don't worry about what the devil can do, might do, will do, because angels are encamped around about us. Hallelujah. So you and I, now, though we were sinners, God has crowned us with glory. God has crowned us with glory, glory, crowned us with glory, his presence. glory and honor. Honor. God has crowned us. You are his sons and daughters. Oh, gosh. The goodness of God. Now, when I talk about the goodness of God, we all want that. Oh, man, I want more of it. And I know you do, too. The Bible says in Psalms 34:8, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is a man that trusteth in him. Now, the word taste here means to perceive how good something is before you actually put it in your mouth. You know, you would say, man, that looks delicious. Can I taste that? Well, you are in your mind, because of what you see, you are perceiving what it's going to taste like. Well, I'll tell you a secret. In my house, not always do things taste as good as they look. But having said that, I'm still alive. So when the Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, what it means is, observe and look at his good works that he hath ordained that you walk in and live in and experience. Look at them. And when you start looking at them, then you will then begin to see them. I'm going to talk to you about that for just a moment. When it says that you will taste them, when you look at the scriptures and you say, God, that would be wonderful if that could happen. God, could that happen to me? Yes, because he is a good God. And he invites you, taste, look at what I've done and behold the craftsmanship of your redemption, you sons and daughters. Hallelujah. And then that word see means behold. It means to appear. It means to see, to behold a promise and for it to become real, tangible, or something solid. Something solid. So when God says, taste and see, first of all, you have to look at the goodness of God. Look at the goodness of God. What and how has he been good to you? Look at the scriptures. Begin to see what it would be like if you were freed from oppression. Read, he has given me a sound mind. Read that and begin to see. Begin to think and meditate how it would be not to be oppressed in your life. Then it takes not only tasting and seeing. Remember, tasting is looking at something and perceiving how good it would be. And then if you begin to taste it, you can behold it. It can become real. How does it do that? By faith. By faith. Your faith will never fail you. God will never fail your faith. The devil cannot defeat your faith. He cannot defeat its author. The only person that can make faith not complete its mission is you. But there was a woman that had an issue of blood. She went to 12 doctors. She spent all she had. We know the story. But one day she heard about Jesus. What do you think she heard? She heard he was going about doing good and healing all those that were oppressed of the devil. Come to her mind. This is not God. This is the devil. This is not God. God is a healer. And she began to think how good it would be if I didn't have this issue of blood. And then she began to think, how could I put faith in God's provision? Oh, God was a good God that day as he come down the road And here come the woman with the issue of blood, reaching out this hand of faith and touching the hem of his garment. How about Matthew 9:52 that says, there was a blind man, and he said, Jesus, Jesus. And Jesus said, bring them here, and he came. They came, and he said, what would you have me do for you? They said, that we might see. How did they know that they could see? Because they had heard of the goodness that had happened to other blind men. And they were thinking, oh man, I could see my daughter. I could see my garden. I could see my donkey. I could see my wife. I could see my children. Oh, they begin to desire to see. And so they came to Jesus, and Jesus said, according to your faith, so it be unto you. The woman, the Syrophoenician woman that had a daughter, vexed by the devil. Some of you might know what that is like in your children. Tormented, vexed, can't find peace. Don't know what to do or where to go. But Jesus told the Syrophoenician woman, great is thy faith. Go thy way, thy daughter is healed. Matthew 21:21, Jesus cursed the fig tree, and out of that, the disciples said, wow, look at that, the fig tree is cursed. Jesus said, if you have faith and you will speak to the sycamine tree, be thou plucked up and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt, it shall be removed. Hallelujah. The goodness of God has enabled you and I. Look at what God has done through all the men of the Bible, all the women of the Bible. Look at the storms they've come through, the enemies they've defeated. Taste it. And behold, God desires for you to see it. Now taste, use faith, and behold the goodness of God. Luke, the 5th chapter, verse 17, there was a man carried by four upon the roof, and the roof, they let him down through the roof. That wouldn't have been me. I'd have said, get me some other way to get to Jesus. I wouldn't have trusted any of my friends carrying me. And anyway, so this man comes. Jesus sees their faith. Why did he come? Because he had tasted. He heard about other cripples, maimed. And guess what? He said, oh, if I could walk. He used his faith, and behold, he beheld the goodness of God. God is a good God. And I hope that you've been encouraged tonight to just realize that God is a good God. Nothing about God is bad. He just has goodness in store for you. It's hard for us to comprehend when we don't know or have not experienced this world as being the kingdom of God. It's hard for us to think sometimes, well, how can anybody be good? God can. God is. And God always will be good. God, who was rich in mercy, in the goodness of God, he is rich in it, bountiful and plentiful, and he's pouring it out upon you. Now, is there a hairy that is in the sanctuary tonight? If that is you, Harry, or if you're viewing by the live stream, I want to pray for you, Harry. I see that there is a problem in your back. It happens only on one side of your back, and you're really dealing with it. It's really tormenting you. I don't know what you do or what you used to do, but I'm telling you that this has really become a problem. In fact, your wife is very concerned about it. And so I'm going to pray for you. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I command that pain and the reason or the cause of it, I command you right now to come out of him and to loose him and to set him free. Now, those of you that have goiters and tumors, put your hand on your goiter, your tumor, your growth, wherever it might be. If it's a cancer tumor, put your hand on it, because cancer is going to die. If it's a thyroid, whatever it might be, it's going to die. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command every tumor, every goiter, every growth of any kind, I command you in the name of Jesus, come out of them right now. Let them go in Jesus Christ's name. Now, if you had a goiter, you go ahead and swallow. If you had a tumor, go ahead and check for it. Begin to check for it. You'll find even that one right here on the right side. It's connected to your breast, but it's on the right side. You'll find that that has disappeared. Also, there is a pea-sized one behind your ear. Just push on it right now. You'll find that it disappeared in the name of Jesus. Now, I want to pray for someone that has been dealing with I'm going to say that it's a birth defect. You got it while you were young, and one leg is shorter than the other. I think it's about 1.5 to 2 inches. I want you, wherever you are, to put your hand on that knee and on that hip of that short leg. And in the name of Jesus Christ, be thou made whole. Loose him, devil, in Jesus' name. Now, I want to pray right now for people that have cataracts, people that have glaucoma. No matter what it is, I want to pray for your eyes, vision, all types of things going on with the eyes. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you blind devil in that right eye, I command you to come out of them in Jesus' name. I command you, you blind devil in the left eye, come out in the name of Jesus, and I loose the working of miracles, and I command sight to return in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh God, for the goodness of God, I speak to deaf ears right now. Somebody has a ruptured eardrum. I don't know if you got hit, had an accident, but God is healing her right now. Right. Also, there is an eardrum that imploded because of an explosion or a loud sound that you were under, and it ruptured that eardrum. And I loose the working of miracles right now to recreate that eardrum in the name of Jesus. Come on, give God thanks. I'm telling you, God is moving in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I command right now nerve damage in ears right now. I command that nerve damage be thou made whole and ear be opened in Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah. I'm praying for a shoulder that is on the left side. It's not quite the rotary cup, but it is a damaged shoulder. And I command that shoulder in the name of Jesus. In fact, you fell. You didn't fall to the ground, but you fell back on something. It looks like a car or a truck door. You did something like that. I command that shoulder right now to be thou made whole in the name of Jesus Christ. I command arthritis, crippling arthritis. I command you, you vexing devil, come out of them in Jesus' name. And I command all pain to go right now. Father, I speak to knees. I speak to hip areas, God. I command cartilage to be recreated in the knee in the name of Jesus. And God, I command hips to come back together right now. I speak right now, God, into the area of this nerve damage. It's like a sciatic nerve. I command it to stop in Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah. I command all arthritic nodules to come off of those fingers right now. Begin to move those fingers. Let the hand of God do what God wants it to do. I see that there is whether it's a misplaced bone or a broken bone in somebody's foot, you're having great anxiety out of that and affliction. It's causing you a great deal of pain. I command it in the name of Jesus. Be thou made whole in Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah. Now I speak to every person under the sound of my voice. Put your hand on your billfold right now, because I begin to prophesy the goodness of God. He that was rich He became poor that through his poverty you might be made rich. And God declared unto me, who I would bless would be blessed. And I command the blessing of God, the goodness of God, the increase of God in the name of Jesus, God, to touch them, make them debt free, God, and give in abundance that they may abound unto every good work of the kingdom of God in Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah. Now begin to move yourself. Check yourself. See if the pain is gone. Cover that blind eye. Cover that deaf ear and hear out the cover up the good ear and hear out the deaf ear. God is moving right now. Migraine headaches, I command them to go in Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you tormenting devil, I command you to come out of them and set them free in Jesus' name. I want to do one more thing before I call the man of God of this great church of great of glory and peace, International Church. I want to invite you to receive Jesus Christ. You know, you like I and everybody around you that's a Christian, we were all sinners, just like you. But for the mercy of God, God's goodness has displayed itself to you on the cross. That goodness is available to you. If you would like to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, please touch the screen that is in front of you. Lift the hand if you're in the church. And I am praying right now for a Maria. A Maria. I am praying for a Maria. You have a son that is being tormented and he is seeking peace through drugs. He has not been seen for a couple of weeks. And Maria, I declare unto you right now, oh Jesus, the Son of the living God is right now drawing him up out of the waters of the sinful, and he is bringing him home. Maria, I want you to begin to rejoice because God is a good God and God is about to save you and your household. Believe that, Maria. Hallelujah. Now, if you are not a Christian, you want to receive Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, pray this prayer with me. Say, Heavenly Father, I believe that Jesus Christ is your Son. I believe he died for my sin and you raised him from the dead on the third day. I believe God, he is now Lord and Christ of all. And I now declare him Lord of my life. Come into my heart, Jesus. I receive you now. As you have died for me, I will live for you all of the days of my life. Amen and amen. Now, join yourself if you possibly can. If you're in this area, I want you to join yourself to Glory and Peace Church International. Listen, these are two of the greatest pastors that I know. And I know that Pastor Mike and Pastor Miriam are going to teach you the word, guide you in the right direction, love you and care for you, because that's just who God made them to be. And he chose this couple for this nation, for the world, and to be your pastors. Amen and amen. Amen. Brother Mike.
Praise the Lord. Wow, what a word. What a word. Thank you so very much for sharing with us. Mama is going to come and just say hello to you.
Apostle.
Hey, woman. Shalom.
Shabbat shalom. It's good to see you.
I know you're busy keeping him in line.
You've not lost your sense of humor.
It will be so good to be together, to break bread and to fellowship and talk about the goodness of God. I know if Brother Francis was here, he'd say hi, but He's operating on somebody someplace.
Oh, so say hello to him for us.
He is so busy. Yeah.
I know.
And but listen, we love you. And I want to tell you something. We believe in you. I believe in that church. And I believe in those people in that church. And we're going to believe that in 2021, that the church is going to get busy, bring in the sheep, and we're going to celebrate the harvest and the increase.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Praise
Amen. God. Praise
Amen.
God.
We receive
Thank
that.
You. Thank you.
God bless you guys.
Greet the family
bye-bye.
Of God. Greet your wife and the family. God bless you, sir.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Well, thank you so very much for sharing with us tonight. I know that the people of God received your word, the word that you released, and that signs, wonders, and miracles have already happened. Now, if in any area of your life, let me just speak to you directly before I go back to him, God has touched you, or there's something that was mentioned that is related to you, pull it to yourself. Take it. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, sometimes God will use a name or a particular person as a point of contact to reach a whole lot of people. If anything, if God called on anybody to receive healing from the word of knowledge, it's you. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
It
Amen.
Is you. God is not a God of partiality. So if he said it to one, you say, me too. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, yes. Man of God, I thank you so much for ministering to us. I'm going to continue with the saints here. But let me say once again, we really appreciate you. We appreciate Only Believe Church. Your church, and I've been there, I guess, maybe about 3 times now. Your church membership is greater than the Bodkins, where your yes. church is located.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Your church is bigger, membership is bigger than your town. That's what God did with this man. And we celebrate all that God is doing in your life. And your love for God, your love for God's people. Just as he ministered tonight, calling those words of knowledge, I've seen him do the same thing in the nations of the world. And I've seen God touch, heal, restore, and make whole. So those words were not just floating in the air. Those words are very specific for somebody. Amen? And that somebody's you. We have people that are online and around the world watching on YouTube and Twitter and Instagram and whatever else. And God just sees everybody.
Yes.
Amen? God sees everybody and is speaking very specifically to each one. So I want to encourage you, pull that word to yourself. Don't miss out. Yes. Praise the Lord. Thank you, man of God. Let me release
You're welcome.
You. Let
God
me
bless,
release you.
Brother Mike.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. Thanks for sharing your time with us tonight. God bless. Love you. All right. Well, saints, I want you to know beyond a shadow of a doubt, God is a good God. Amen? He's a good God. You cannot spell good without using the letters in God. Let me say that again. You cannot spell good without using the letters in God. I'll say it a third time. You cannot spell good without using the letters in God. So if you want good, you got to get God. And he gave us his best. And since he's given us Jesus, what else can you hold back? Last night we learned that what the currency, what backed the currency of that blood, that made that blood of Jesus so effective, was because it was backed by the throne of God. That was the God standard, or you might say a gold standard when our currency was real. God takes everything and put it out for you and I. So don't leave here tonight defeated, discouraged, confused, frustrated. Those are not words that come to play in your life. Those words don't belong to you. Because God is altogether good for you. It's not, oh, God is good to them. No, God is good to us. We are part of that all. Amen? So today, I want you to declare with me, God, you are a good God. You are good to all. Therefore, you are good to me. I receive your goodness, your mercy, all the days of my life. I dwell in the goodness of God, fully backed up by the effective work of grace that is established in your throne. Hallelujah. 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 Receive your healings. Receive your miracles. Receive your supernatural impartation. And recognize that defeat is never part of your portion, only the victory. For whatever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even faith. Who it is that overcometh the world? But he that believeth. And what does that mean to you and I today? It is this, that God is calling you the overcomer. God is calling you victory. And God is calling you faith. Ah, yadabu shikatabaka. Those are three names you can take on as an overcomer today. Victory. Faith. Wow. That's you. You need to begin to believe that. Believe it. But beyond believing it, know it. For whatever God says something is, that's what it is. Hallelujah. Just want to dwell on that just for a moment, and then I'll do what I need to do. Give me 1 John chapter 5. I want you to hear it because the Lord is saying it. Over and over again. 1 John 5. Put it on the screen for me. Let me see it on the back screen. 1 John 5. It says, take it from verse 1.
First John 5, verse 1. The verse that I want is verse 4 ultimately. But this is what it says. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ, the anointed one, the Messiah, is born of God. If you believe that Jesus is a Christ, you are born of God, and everyone that loveth him. Do you love God? Everyone that loveth him that begat. That means, do you love the Father? Hello. Everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. If you love God, then you love Jesus. Amen? Some say, I love God and I love Jesus. Praise the Lord. Verse 2. Watch this. By this we know that we love the children of God. Because we love God and we love Jesus. When we love God and do what? Keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his what? Commandments. And his commandments are not what? They're not grievous. They're not burdensome. They're not irksome. Verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Are you born of God? So you're an overcomer. You receive that? And this is the victory that overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. And listen, child of God, you were an overcomer from day one. The very fact that you were born means that you are a winner. You defeated so many of the competition. Hello. Millions of them. You beat them out and you won. You came out. You're an overcomer and you're the victor that overcometh the world. Even our faith. Remember, he that believes is the one that overcomes. Now watch this. Even our faith, this is the victory that overcometh the world. Go to the next verse, verse 5. Watch this. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. But the one that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God, verse 1 tells us, is the one that is born again. Yes? Whosoever believeth that Jesus Christ is born of God. You are the one. So now you are the overcomer. You are the victor. But then it says, even faith. So you see all three of them? But what is faith? Are you ready for this? Faith cometh by what? Hearing. Hearing comes by what? The word of God. So faith is founded in the word of God. Yes? The Psalms tell us that God breathed, created all things by the breath of his word. True? And when God breathed into you, you became a living soul. So guess what? Guess what? If the breath and the word are all entangled inside of you, then when God looks at you, he's looking at word. He's looking at his word. Because that's how you came alive. I don't know if you're ready for this. I really don't know that you're ready for this. But maybe you are. If you are enveloped and manifested in the Word, and the Bible says in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, then you are created in the likeness of that God. Is that too heavy? I can only say so much so I don't get you confused. But you cannot be confused. You have the Spirit of God inside of you. Amen? So, guess what? As you and I are walking day by day, it confuses the devil because he sees Jesus walking. That's why they were called Christians. The devil is scared of you. Why are you scared of the devil? He's the one that is scared. When you wake up every morning, he pulls on his horns. Oh my God, they are waking up again. Get it? You are unique because of the goodness of God. Amen? Stop believing the lies of the enemy. He wants you to think less of yourself. No. I have been bought with a price. Say it again. I've been bought with a price. The price of my redemption. The price of my redemption was the price of God Himself. Jesus was God. And that's what was paid for me to be bought back. My value now is a price of God. Do you receive that? Be reminded of that every day. Meditate on that, every one of us. And we will never be afraid. We'll never be intimidated by the enemy. No. I belong to God. Are you ready for this? Because that's who you are. You are no longer a beggar. I cannot imagine my children growing up begging me to open the fridge. 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, they're still begging to open. Can I go to the fridge, Dad? I will smack you. So you have some good sense. You know you belong. Final words, and I'm going to do what I need to do. My oldest was about 6, 7 years old, something like that. And I was in the parking lot hosing down my car. And he comes and says, "Let me help." I said, "No, you can't help. Just stay there." And this young child, I will never forget it, says to me, "How can I be part of the family if you don't let me help?" What? How can I be part of the family if you don't let me help? I say, yikes. Yes. I am part of the family when I get involved with what's happening in the family. I knew he was going to be hosing himself more than he was going to be hosing the car. But it was okay. We can dry the clothes. Yeah, we can take care of that later. But you better be part of the family. Amen? And as people of the family of God, we show our participation as members of the family of God by participating in the vision of God. That's why I celebrate every one of you that came in tonight and participated in this service, and those that are participating online because for whatever reason, maybe they had some family things I have to take care of, whatever the reason, but you participated. And I want to encourage every one of us to participate, not only in our attendance tonight, but in our giving, that you will join in partnership in giving in this offering tonight, and that you will give as members of the family of God. Amen? Give your very best. Hallelujah. I think, in real terms, if we still have our income tax deductions at the end of the year, everyone that's truly participated, you'll be shocked at what you would have given this year. Just like my letter was to you, that God will shock you, because you are going to be so blessed, and you're not going to miss whatever it is that you're giving, because you're just giving unto the Lord. Hallelujah. And at the end of the year, you say, what? I gave that much? That's what I'm going to be saying. What? I gave that much? And God is going to say, this is nothing. I'm going to bless you even more. And every year you'll be shouting hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I believe that there are people that God will raise up this year. You've been praying, God, I want to give 100,000 in a year to the Lord. You've been asking for it. God, I want to give you 100. This year you are going to give it. This year. Amen. This year, you're going to break that barrier that you've been wanting to break through. Oh, there are some people that their barrier is $1,000. You're going to break that barrier this year. That curse is going to be lifted off of you. The curse of poverty will not be on any one of us. Amen. You're going to break out. You know, when the government was saying, we're going to give you guys churches. Churches are closed. We're going to give you 5,000. We're going to give you 10,000. I said, keep your money. My faith is not based on you. Keep your money. God is going to bless the people of this house, and we're going to do more. And guess what? We are doing more. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Praise the Lord. So come and just honor God with your giving tonight. Just say, thank you, Lord. But when you place your seed before the Lord, give him something. And if you don't know it, just know this. The word, the seed is the word of God, and God waters his seed. And that means, and understand, everything that has been created came out of the word. Yes? Everything created. So even the money that is coming out of your pocket came out of some tree. Amen? So God is going to water your money. He's going to water the word. Hallelujah. expect things to happen in your bank account. Glory be to God. May the God of breakthroughs release breakthroughs for you. Whatever it is that the enemy has been using to siphon funds out of your life, this day we are shutting those doors up. In Jesus' mighty name, your pocket, your wallet will not have holes in it. Praise the Lord, because you are about souls. You're about souls. You're about the things of God. And God will continually increase you and enlarge your capacity. If you receive that, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We serve an awesome God. Glory be to God. I don't know who that person is, but I am expecting people to break barriers. Hallelujah. You're going to double, triple. In the mighty name of Jesus, in Yeshua's name, God is going to do extraordinary things in you and through you. Even in the midst of the pandemic. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. Minister to your people. Establish everyone. Do for them what no man can do for them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, O God, raise up sons and daughters in this household of faith that are doing extraordinary things, overcomers, victors, expressions of faith. Lord, O God, we thank you, Lord, O God, that the sick are receiving healing. The demonized are receiving their deliverance. Lord, whatever the enemy has put in motion to impede the progress and the success of your people this day, we blast all of those things out of the way in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, O God, for supernatural speed in the name of Jesus. Supernatural speed to accomplish everything, every dream. Thank you, Lord, O God, that you are bringing dreams, O God, into the lives of your sons and your daughters. They are dreaming new dreams and they are seeing visions. For this is an outpouring of your spirit. Satan, the Lord God Almighty, rebukes you. You must let every son, every daughter of the Most High God go free right now. You do not have a hold on anyone. Not anyone in this family. Not anyone in this household of faith. Not anyone in this body of Christ. The Lord God Almighty rebukes you. And the goodness of God is revealed to every son and every daughter. We celebrate the goodness of God and we shout hallelujah to the Most High God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Amen, 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 amen. Well, tonight, I'm going to ask Mama to come join me. We're going to share in communion together. Those of you online, you know that we always do share communion together. And you say, I don't have wine and I don't have crackers or whatever. Tell you what, I know somebody that didn't have wine and they said, I went to the tap and I got me some water. if the Lord turned water into wine, he will turn your water into wine. Amen. Just join with us. Let's fellowship together at the table of blessing. Glory be to God. Well, they didn't go to the tap to get water, but they got water. Amen. Hallelujah. So wherever you are, maybe you don't have bottled water, if you have a tap, get water from it. Glory to God. Do the body tonight. Do the body.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, we receive the holy word of God we heard tonight.
Amen.
God is a good God.
Yes, he is.
We thank God for Apostle Peter Dosek. Thank God for his life. Like you heard in the message, we had the privilege of going to different nations with him, ministering, not just being spectator, but ministering. And we've seen the goodness of God. And we will continue to see the goodness of God. Praise the Lord. And I just want to thank God. We serve a real good God.
Yes.
Who knows all things. And he knows everything about you. You know, tonight he mentioned somebody while I was greeting him, Francis. He said Francis was here. He would have been so happy to see us, but he's doing surgery. You know, that's just a young man, a teenager. He was a teenager when we left home, but his mom and I were in the same church, you know. So when he came here to minister, he was just talking. And he said, oh, there's this young doctor in my church and all that. He was talking, the Holy Spirit just quickened me and told me who it was. Yeah. We were upstairs. And I said, Francis Ogbolu. He was just blown. So praise the Lord. And it was exactly the same person.
Same person.
So praise God. I don't know where he was. I didn't even know he lives abroad. I didn't know anything anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and how God did the reconnecting.
Yeah.
You know, so God knows every detail. You have not lost anything. As you take this tonight, may God restore relationship.
Amen.
Relationship that are broken or lost, that God will restore them.
Amen.
A relationship that are on the verge of destruction, may God bring revival to it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your relationship with God to be restored.
Hallelujah.
Your relationship with your spouse to be restored.
Amen.
Your relationship with your children, your siblings,
in the name of
that
Jesus.
God will restore you.
Yes.
With your boss, whatever, with your business partners, may God restore you.
Amen.
Somebody say restoration.
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 The word of God says God could not restore because nobody asked. So are there people who will ask for restoration tonight?
Hallelujah.
Say restore, 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 restore,
restore, restore, restore.
God wants to restore everything that you have lost.
Amen.
Even in your body, your vitality, cells that are broken, that God will restore them.
Yes.
Revitalize them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
By his stripes we were healed.
Yes.
That every cells in your body, your brain cells, your blood cells, your bone, everyone, every single one, even your skin, your hair, your head, every part, all your eternal external organs, that by the stripe of Jesus,
yes,
you were healed. Somebody
Amen.
Say, I'm healed.
I'm healed.
I'm the healed of the Lord.
I am the healed of the
walking
Lord.
In divine health.
Walking in divine health.
May God restore you completely.
Amen.
Take and eat in Amen. Jesus' name.
Father, we are thankful for the precious blood. This blood separated us from the devil unto you. This blood took us out of the market of sin and brought us into the kingdom of God. This blood snatched us from the imprisonment of darkness, and light came out of darkness. This blood gave us worth, value. This blood repurposed us, gave us a destiny that cannot be stopped. This blood has opened the door, a door that cannot be shut. This blood has shut doors that must be shut and will never be opened. Thank you, Lord, for the precious blood of Jesus. we receive this as a testimony of your everlasting grace. Raise this cup before the Lord, the precious blood of Jesus. Thank you for your blood. Say to me, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For your blood. It makes me every whit whole. I am sanctified unto goodness, unto godness, separated from evil, separated from darkness, separated from defeat, separated from shame, separated from fear, separated from destruction, separated unto you. As I take of this blood, my life forever is changed. Amen. Take and drink. Receive your healing. Receive your joy. Receive your peace. Be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. But before you go, just have a quick seat. I'm going to have the guys introduce our next conference coming. Tomorrow is still part of the Good God Conference. But the next conference coming, I want to introduce to you. We're calling it the Spiritual Reset Conference. Guys, play that. I think I saw the poster earlier. We don't have a video for it yet. Okay. I was looking at the back wall. So that's a Spiritual Reset Conference. And the main theme is trusting God in unprecedented times. I want to encourage you to have that reset, because the enemy wants to create a new normal that is not a God normal in your life. You got to press that refresh button and get on track. Amen? We all need to have that reset, know who God is. Because I tell you, the world is trying to do its thing. But we are not going to dance to the drumbeat of the world. Just like the patriarchs did, they had an eye onto a city. We are going to look unto the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen? Don't buy into the mind of the world. Please hear me. I'm going to say it a second time. Don't buy into the mind of the world. All the world is trying to do right now is to configure your life, the lives of mankind, to thinking into a world that is run by the Antichrist. Please hear me now. Don't buy into that system. It has eternal consequences. Whatever you do, don't get your mind there. Make your personal decision on how you're going to live your life in the days to come. Don't look at your brother. Don't look at your sister. Don't look at your friend. Don't look at anybody else. Don't even look at your pastor. Because there are some pastors that are sold out to the world already. They don't know it. They're gone. They're just gone. Yeah, not this pastor. We're not going there. We know where we believe, to whom we are located and connected to. And it's not by our might or power, but by His Spirit. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So we want this year, by the time you get to the end of the year, you will not recognize yourself. You'll be so on fire, glory. That devil is in trouble. Oh, I thank God. Amen. Sister, I saw you with a cane moving around. I don't know why, but I just believe God does what God does. So I want you to try. I want you to come. I'm not going to touch you or anything. I just want you to receive the word of God before you leave. Okay. I don't need that cane. Hallelujah. Let God strengthen you from the crown of your head to the very soles of your feet. May your strength be renewed. Let anything that needs to be fixed in your brain be fixed. In the name of Jesus, let God activate those things that died, that must come alive by His resurrection grace. In Jesus' mighty name, receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Be strengthened and be made every way whole. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. May you run. Hallelujah. Not be weary. May you walk and not faint. Let God be God in your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. What's your name, sister? Rena. Well, bless you, sister Rena.
And may God healed.
Yes. Be healed.
Be restored. Amen. Be made whole.
You live strength in the neighborhood or do you live in the area? Yeah? Praise God. Just a block away from here. So how come we didn't see you all this time? Were you here last night? In the back? Okay, I thought I... Awesome. Thank you very much, husband of Rena.
Keep coming. Strength to strength.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is good. Amen. Amen. Thank God for every one of you. May the peace of God garrison your heart. And may the joy of the Lord be your strength. Amen. Spread the word. Share. Let others know that God is doing a good work in your life. Huh? You want to come up here? Why? There, stay there. The son died. What? Fourteen-year-old having a baby. Wow. Can you imagine the kind of pain that people are carrying? Stretch your hand towards him right now. Just pray for him. Lord, oh God, you're a good God. This son is going through so much in his life right now. Oh God, reach him. Bring healing to this family. Turn things around. Devil, you cannot have this family. You cannot have anyone in this family. You must pay for taking the life of this son. Father, turn things around for him, for his household. Heal, restore, and make whole. In Jesus' mighty name, receive the grace that you need for every day. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Yes.
That the God of all peace and the God of comfort.
Yes.
Comfort you for the loss of your son.
Oh God, in Jesus' name.
Comfort your family.
Yes, Father.
Strengthen you with all the issues that are going on in your family. The Lord is a restorer.
Yes, you are.
He will truly restore your family.
Amen.
It doesn't look like it right now because it's just raw. But the God who healed the rawness of every pain.
Oh, Father.
He heals our wound. He heals our brokenhearted. That he will heal you now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He will give you that supernatural strength.
Oh, Father.
To continue in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I speak healing to your own physical body.
Yes.
That the things that you are going through in your body, that by the stripe of Jesus, you'll be healed now.
Amen.
Be healed.
Amen.
Be restored.
Amen.
And be made whole.
Amen.
Strength to your entire family.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
God bless you. Love you too.
God bless you.
Thank God for...
Thank you, Jesus.
Wow. I've not seen him for a long, long time. But he came to church last night.
No. Just pray for one another. When you've not seen somebody or you've seen them, just pray for them. Just say, Lord, who should I be praying for this week? You know, just look around and pray for the person. Whether you know their name or not, if you don't, find out their name and just include them in. Just say, Lord, touch that family. Give them strength. Be with them. Anything the Lord places in your heart to pray, you can do that.
Yeah.
Say amen.
Amen.
Say, from now on, I'll pray for somebody.
From now on, I'll pray for somebody.
Say, from now on, I'll pray for somebody.
From now on, I'll pray for somebody.
You know, the culture and the society we live here, sometimes you don't even know what's going on in your neighbor. The next thing you hear an ambulance coming, and then you say, what happened? Say, that person died 3 months ago. That is the kind of thing that is happening. So let us pray for one another. Say amen.
Amen.
Because you never know when you never have an opportunity to do that again. So do it while there is life.
Yes.
Say amen. All right, tomorrow there's church.
Yes.
And,
we'll see you in the morning
in the morning.
Powerful time in the presence of God.
Praise the Lord.
And we'll have an exciting time in him.
Good night. You.
Love you.
Shalom.
Good night. And we'll chat with those that are on our Zoom connection. If they're still there. Yeah, quite a few of them still there. All right.
Hi, Minister Dean.
Minister Dean.
Minister Colette, you're number one
All
today.
Right. Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Shalom. Brother Boku.